first day that we shared. I wonder if you really care.
I First things first, please can I have some ice to put in this deliciously large bourbon that has been served? We'll play another song while that happens. I think we've got a great set list for you tonight. Welcome, the English UK, with on lead guitar, I consider him the musical director, not of me, but of the cabinet wonders, and the keyboards, and sings so beautifully, David Nagler. My belief this band has never come to DC to play before, right? I mean, as us. So this is the first time we played. That's pretty. I mean, I realise we're in Virginia. Don't get me wrong. I'm not going to make that elementary error. And on the bass guitar, all the way from Brooklyn, as is David, will you please welcome the foundation of the band, Eddie Carlson. And on the drums, driving me home tonight. The best drummer we know, Patrick Bowen. Well, that song, The People's Cry, that was written in Washington, D.C. First time I came here in 1990, I was very amused that you had a store called The People's Drug, and I found that incredibly amusing. That was so amusing to me. Because, yeah, it's CBS, right? The thing about that is that there was A, you have a store called The People's Drug, and I don't believe it was named after a Karl Marx theory. It was named after, you know, something else. And to me, coming from England, where the word drug is not used in that way, you know, that was just too funny for words. So I wrote the song, I wrote it in the morning, I played it on, what was the station called? HFS. Does that still exist?
No.
Well, was it a bad thing that it went away?
Yeah.
Just that, okay, right, just checking, you know. Some of them turn a different direction. We're not interested in some of them. They used to play a lot of Alone in Navarro. That's what I remember about that.
Oh, yeah.
Every third song was Alone in Navarro. So. Remember that?
Yeah.
Jesus, what was the obsession with Alone in Navarro?
They're coming to jail.
Well, they're from here. One of them was very small and the other was like, that's all I remember about. It was like Simon Garfunkel, Paul and Oates, Lowell and Navarro. I don't remember which one was good. They were good, but there was a lot of them. And so then I played that song on the air, and then people always wanted to hear it in DC. And then People's Drug changed its name to CBS, which is the name of my friend Chris von Snyden. And it was annoying to me that I saw his name everywhere. And then I moved to Philadelphia, where there's actually a chain called Wesley Pharmacy, which is great. So CBS, sadly, CBS is winning.
Oh,
I know. Noise is inappropriate to this next number. Oh, was I? Did I just save the show? You can always tell a mature band when you look down at your lead guitarist Feeney and a nice warm cup of coffee. I love, how old are you?
15.
Your mother has made you wear her old t-shirt. I hope that's not too humiliating for you. Congratulations on putting up with her.
He wanted to.
That's a neat t-shirt. I haven't seen that t-shirt in long time. In fact, here's a song from the tour that t-shirt was happening for. I put some amusing cities on the back of that shirt. I think Hot Coffee is on the. We didn't actually play a gig there. I just found out there was a town in America called Hot Coffee. And I think Hell, Michigan is on there as well.
Oh.
Hell, Michigan.
Yes.
I remember everything. Let's do this song.
One, two.
Oh, hold on, I did want to say first. Yeah. We've had some bad news recently in Britain and in America, everywhere around the world. We've had a piece of bad news. There's bad news everywhere in the world at the moment. There's bad news in France today. There's bad news everywhere. Donald Trump, it's all horrible. I'm sick of Brexit. No one wants it to happen. It was done by unscrupulous politicians who didn't even themselves want to win. I am trying to promote the idea of Brentrance because it's more positive. Brentrance, and this could mean one of two things. It could either mean that you just give in and come back to us, which I think is a possibility if you're into it. I don't want to force it upon you, but you could be British again. Or, because I'm taking Trump's motto, and I'm giving it a tweak. It's going to be make America, Great Britain again. I should have said that before. I should have said that before. So either, there are two choices. So Brentrance, hashtag Brentrance, just start using it. And either you guys will come back to us, or we will happily become the 51st state. So either, I don't want to battle over it. I just want us to come to a mutual decision, and let's have Brentrance. Make America great. My song's called Kill the Messenger. Stop now is the name of it. It's not a bad name, actually. Indianapolis with the Jayhawks. It's going to come out February 24th next year on the Yep Rock recording label. And very much hoping that we do some dates with the with the Jayhawks. And I hope to, you know, that will happen. I think it will not. And that might just be a little much. And so I was talking about the sound, not the Jayhawks. That's just the right amount. And I wasn't talking about this to be right, okay? So this is song of the album. And this one is called Better Tell No One Your Dreams. It took me 7 years to write because I kept on waiting to have a good dream to put into this song. I think there's 6 verses and they're all real dreams. And just FYI. And so I had to wait a long time to receive the dreams. And then the album comes out, and I've written a whole load of more new ones that I want to play you. But this time I'm not going to make that mistake. This time I'm happy to put up with the people booing because I'm not playing a lot of songs they don't know. Anyway, the new album is called... the new album will probably be called Wesley Stacey's John Wesley Harding. Now, the reason for this... the reason for this is threefold. One, I felt the message didn't get over on the last Wesley Stacey, well, you know, was the same as me. So I decided that, you know, I should let people know Wesley Stacey's John Wesley Harding. It's an apostrophe S. It could mean anything. So it's Wesley Stacey is John Wesley Harding. Fine. Also, recently I saw Jeff Lynne's ELO. And that made me think, now that John Wesley Harding is no longer making records, what if there was like some rival John Wesley Harding started up and you guys were going around the country going, oh, I'm going to see John Wesley Harding. What? It's three Caribbean guys playing reggae. What is this? They're playing like reggae versions of The Devil in Me. It's like, it'd be awful. They could do it legally, but it would be bad. So I thought we should have Wesley Stacey's John Wesley Harding, so you know it's the real thing that you're seeing. It's like there's two rival versions of Barclay James Harvest now. You know, there's Jeff Lynne's ELO and probably Violinsky's ELO. I don't know. But anyway, so that's another reason. And thirdly, finally, after all this time, I won't be muddled up with Bob Dylan's John Wesley Harding. So finally, that one's laid to rest. I am not that album. Sorry, I think that those are some of the reasons. Here's a song, on the other hand, from my last album, very much my best ever album, which I felt people didn't notice. But I'm firmly of that conviction. And look, who played on this album? This exact bunch of players standing here in front of me. And here's a song from it. We're not really doing very many songs from it, are we, considering that we played it? Walking down Fifth Avenue in 1988, a glimpse through the buildings of the Empire State, from a listed interior of uncertain days to the wrong address and call. And it's Union and Washington and Madison Square. It's a short way back, it's a long way there. We fell in love, I got scared, and you kissed me on West 4th. We will always have New York. Homeless in the library, washing in the stores. Meet me at the Strand, where hand in hand we will recall all the books from many years ago that no one reads at all. You can steal but don't get caught. And the F train waits for the G train slow, and the C won't move till the A train goes. September goes, they never say hello. Oh, but now they want to talk. They will always have New York. Are you blazing lights and your flaming lips and your full moon shining on my lunar eclipse? The sound of vinyl when the needle skips and the scratches on my back. A twice told tale in an ice skating rink. Oh, I couldn't keep my food down. I held my drink and I might as well ride in invisible ink. Or rain on sidewalk shore. We will always have New York. A Woody Allen movie Last time I played here with a band, I reckon, because I played it with the Straubs not too long ago, and I played here with, just solo after there was a big power cut, right? And then I played here with the Decemberists that time, and this is from that album that we made with the Decemberists. And I'm just going to tune this whole thing here. This song is set on the high street in Hastings. And then we're going to get a little friend up to play with us after this song. It's quite a tall friend, actually. Here we go.
You were never really that good at school.
very safe. Hey, Sam McElvain, come on. It's our friend Sam. He's going to play the guitar with us tonight. Got a few songs. You're on stage, and you're playing with a band who are great, and there's a little funny moment of dropout, and then the drum player plays a fill like that. That is a very great feeling. Finally, he's doing these fills I taught him, which is great. Okay, here we go. This has a bit of volume. Thank you. lovely time playing for you this evening. Guitar. Thank you. On the rocks, please, to take me through to the end of this. This next song starts off with the beautiful voice of my daughter. She couldn't be here tonight. She has camp. Not overnight camp, though. That's like Americans, they're so anti-boarding school. It's like you barbarian British. I know a lot of kids go to boarding school here too, but it's like people look at me like, your parents sent you away to boarding school when you were 7 years old? And I'm like, yeah, they're like, that is terrible. It's like, well, you send your fucking children to camp, but they stay away for weeks. I've heard Alan anyway. Thanks, man. And anyway, this next song starts off with her voice, and what she says is this. Mom, he's here.
He comes a knocking on a Friday night with a box of black. Walgreens, where there were no walls, just greenery.
and a theme park in a palace in Tennessee. That train is a pylon, but some things you can't rely on. There's a Starbucks where the Starbucks used to be. Recently, that's a three-syllable town. You're wasting your energy with the four-syllable American. And I went to Canterbury, and there I saw my old maths teacher, who still teaches at the school. He met my children. His name is Dr. Roger Mallion. He's a great guy. He loves the music of Buddy Holly, and he introduced me to the music of Buddy Holly when I was about 13 years old. And so I owe him a great debt, so it's very, we're still in touch. In fact, a funny story about Dr. Roger Mallion. I don't know whether you know this story. Gentlemen, is that there was, he went to a Buddy Holly convention once. He was a schoolmaster, so he wore a black pinstripe suit and glasses and scampered around between maths lessons. Super great guy, still in touch with him. And he really only liked the music of Buddy Holly. I mean, there's no other music that he actually likes apart from the music of Buddy Holly. And so one time he goes to a Buddy Holly convention to buy some, you know, bootlegs or whatever, you know. I think he used to call them booties. Booties, he did call them booties. And a couple of years later, a book was released. Some of you may even remember this book. It was called Cool Cats, The History of Rock and Roll Fashion. Have you ever seen that book? I mean, that book was around for a bit. It had the whole history of rock and roll fashion from, you know, kind of James Dean rock and roll era to, you know, punk rock or whatever was when that book came out. On page 5 of that book was a full page picture of a man who was wearing a pinstripe suit with a pint of beer in his hand, wearing glasses, flipping through some records at a Buddy Holly convention, and underneath it, it said, "Some fans even try to wear the fashions of their hero," or something worse than that. I found this book, and of course, I thought he'd be delighted to see it. He was horrified and made me suppress this one volume of the book. And I think he doesn't own a copy of that. I mean, to me, it's his greatest claim to fame. Apparently, he solved some famous mathematical problems. But to me, the fact that he was in this book, Cool Cats, looking at Buddy Holly bootleg, that's it. Anyway, so I introduced my children the other day in Canterbury, and I went back to the scene of the crimes described in this next song. And this song doesn't mention Buddy Holly, but it does get to the bottom of most of the music that I was listening to, only because of a beautiful older girl's fantastic two cardboard boxes of records that completely shaped my life. for coming this evening.
It was the devil in me. Where's the devil?
The band were really good for you tonight. They were. I play with them. Sometimes it was terrible. I wanted to play this song for you tonight, but today got a bit out of hand with traffic and what have you. But I want to play it for you. Please forgive me if I screw up the words, because what I concluded before this show began was that I listened to it once on my walk, modern walkman, and my conclusion was, I turned it up halfway through, I went, I don't know it, I'm not going to play it. That was when I was mostly sober. So I thought, but now I've reached the end of the show and I'm so relaxed and I've had such a nice time, I feel I do want to try and play it for you. This might mean some lyrical haphazardness, if indeed I even get to the end of the song. So please just forgive me for that. And I've got to remember what key I played in, I've got to tune the guitar. Okay, so I wanted to write a modern outlaw ballad. Because outlaw ballads are very interesting. You know, John Wesley Harding, he was probably a dick, but Dylan makes him into a great guy. And, you know, Pretty Boy Floyd, he was probably a pretty awful human being, but, you know, in the song he's a hero and he gives to the poor. And Joey by Bob Dylan, I mean, surely one of the most horrible gangsters of all time, but, you know, and so it goes on. And so the outlaw ballad's a very unique thing. Now, so what are you going to write an outlaw ballad about nowadays? You know, Donald Trump? Yeah, he's so great. You know, it's difficult to think of somebody to write it about in the real world. So I was like, forget it. You don't need to write. They write about these people and then make them fictional to begin with. They're real people, but they turn them into fictional people who are wonderful and never made a foolish move and stuff. So why bother with even starting with a real person to begin with? You might as well just have a fictional person. I was like, oh, got it. So here is a modern outlaw ballad for you. I think this is the right key, I don't know. If you gather, no, if you gather round me, children, oh, a story I will tell about Jason Bourne the Outlaw. I guess you know him well. It was in the town of London, Marseille, Goa, and Paris, Tangier, Zurich, and Morocco. And finally New York City, but it's here in Langley County that my story must begin. And let me warn you, children, spoilers here with it. Well, David Webb, he volunteered, they put him through the mill. Sleep deprivation, waterboarding, a human guinea pig, if you will. They said, you're no longer David. Well, now you're Jason Bourne. Welcome to Treadstone. Please enjoy this torture porn. Well, David Webb, he volunteered to save American lives, but soon found himself a killing innocent diplomatic wife. Well, he surfaced in the... Oh, I forgot to tell you, it's very long. Well, he surfaced in the ocean. He'd lost all memory. He found out he was multilingual and implanted surgically in a safety deposit box on a cold October morn. He found a gun and many passports. Said, Jesus Christ, I'm Jason Bourne. The CIA were out to get him. Their aim to frame him with the blame. Thank you. Every crime ever committed was added to his name. So they hardly thought assassins to silence him, you know. But they were all as ineffective as the killers in Cluzo. Well, his enemies are legion. Ward, Abbott, Conklin, Albert, Hirsch, but of all his adversaries, Bourne's own demons were the worst. Beware all of you ladies, old things are apt to turn real bad. If Bourne comes round for coffee, he's probably killed your mum and dad. Oh, beware all of you ladies, when all is said and done, pretty soon you will be deader than the girl from Run, Low, Run. If there is a key to JB, it's that he's kind of like James Bond. Check out his initials. Jack Bauer knows that I'm not wrong. The CIA is Smersh and Spectre, full of Dr. No-like men. Well, Nikki's Moneypenny, Pam Landy, she is M. But where Bondi goes skirt chasing and gambling to fight crime, well, Bourne mourns his dead girlfriend most of his spare time. They couldn't kill him in Berlin, boys. They couldn't kill him in Madrid. But what assassins couldn't manage, maybe the pollution in the East River did. Well, it's through this world I've rambled. I've seen lots of funny men. Some will stab you with a six gun, and some with a fountain pen. That's deep Bourne knowledge, that is. Well, it's through this world I've rambled in search of my identity, supremacy, and ultimatum. And lost my legacy. Well, it's through this world. World I've roamed. A new movie is coming shortly. I'm born again, you know. Pretty Boy Bourne. My music at all, who wouldn't have enjoyed it unless all they came to hear was the song about the Beatles and Little Musgrave. This will be our last song this evening. Thanks so much for coming. We've had a really nice time. Thank you. It's been beautiful. We hope to see you again sooner than the last time we didn't see you. If you'd like to buy CDs or books or vinyl, or as people call them nowadays, vinyls, like that's a thing. If you'd like to buy CDs of it, please come and say hi, and you know, we're not friends, but we can, you know, we can just meet. That's obvious, isn't it, really? It's only weird people who don't get that. Are you guys?
picks up.
We'll leave you with a new song. Thanks for coming. Lovely place to play. Thank you, Patrick, doing the sound, Katie helping us out, Ben bringing us food back here. It's a really nice place to play. You'd be very lucky to have it because people want to play here.